1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. According to three law enforcement sources briefed on the investigation into the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, a social media post has been found attributed to shooter Thomas Crooks. He is believed to have written on the gaming platform stream, "July 13th will be my premiere. Watch as it unfolds." New calls on the head of the Secret Service to resign in light of the lapses of security in Pennsylvania. J.D. Vance delivering his vice presidential nomination speech last night during the convention. Donald Trump will deliver his this evening. As for President Biden, he's got COVID.
This could not have come at a worse time for President Biden. He's been on the campaign trail trying to prove he has the stamina to stay in this race. But now all of that is on hold as calls for him to drop out grow louder.
ABC Selena Wang at the White House. Those balloons filled with trash and manure once again being floated between North and South Korea. It appears to be retaliation. The balloons began flying after South Korea dropped leaflets. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers' administration is joining an ongoing lawsuit that seeks to protect abortion access in Wisconsin. It's one of two reproductive rights cases before the state Supreme Court. Attorney General Josh Call says the government shouldn't control personal health decisions. Republicans want to cut into the Democrats' advantage with young voters this year. State Representative Nick Redinger is 33. He says Republicans have better solutions to the problems young people face.
Whether it's home ownership, whether it's lack of salary development, the struggles in trying to start families because of all of that. And I think we are going to see a massive swing in young voters in our direction because of that.
J.D. Vance is 39, one of the youngest people ever to run for vice president. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Senator Tammy Baldwin was in the Fox Valley Wednesday highlighting workforce development investments. The Fox Valley's Workforce Development Board will use $4.6 million to serve over 500 people across the state, getting job seekers the training necessary for good-paying jobs. Baldwin will be a guest on Rational Revolution with Mark Becker Saturday at 2 on all Civic Media stations. Pilots from all over the world are flying into Oshkosh this week to celebrate the 71st year of EAA's Air Venture. A private pilot heading in from out of state says,
"It's a place where everybody with that kind of a similar interest, with that bug, whether they're enthusiasts, whether they're pilots, whether they're professionals, or anybody alike, everybody goes there and everybody's kind of an equal."
Air Venture 2024 kicks off at Whitman Field and the EAA grounds. Monday will last through the 28th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
Still no word on Love. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers quarterbacks and rookies reported to training camp yesterday. The rest of the players check in for physicals this weekend with the first practice on Monday morning at 10:30. No word yet on a new contract for Jordan Love, although GM Brian Gutekunst and head coach Matt LaFleur will meet with the media on Sunday. Tight end Luke Musgrave appeared on the Cripecast podcast with Wisconsin comedian Charlie Behrens and talked about who are some of the best tight ends he's followed in the NFL.
So, yeah, I started playing tight end kind of late. So Kelsey, Gronk, Kittle, kind of all the top. I like Hawkinson.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are all pretty good. I like watching them. I'd say those guys.
NBA, Chris Middleton had surgery to both of his ankles. The Athletic reporting Middleton, who turns 33 next month, had both his ankles scoped this summer after numerous sprains this past season.
It's been a long rehab process, but I think we kind of knew what we're heading towards.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be another really nice day today. Lots of sunshine, low humidity, and just a light breeze with a high of 78 this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cool, 53. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 80. By Saturday, an isolated thunderstorm, sunny, more humid, high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Earl Ingram.
Thursday morning, we'll go in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar for one of my favorite segments of the week. We'll discuss some of the issues that are impacting you and I every day.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to the very special guest coming up to talk about Downtown Green Bay Art Fest. But first, one more pitch for Pella Windows and Doors.
We love Pella. And for those of you who are listening, and it's time to, I mean, we're all enjoying the summer, but winter's coming up. And to make sure, and we studied this even when I was in City Hall, people always, to have them conserve money, the best way to do this is conserve energy. And one of the things is to have just great windows and doors. So we just went around to some of the older neighborhoods that really needed their heat bills were more than their rent, their mortgage payment. I mean, can you believe that? So anyway, you get Pella involved. No matter what house you got, whether it was built in 1915 like mine or 2015, they've got the right windows, doors for you. They come in, they show you these different your computer renderings of, you can have this kind of window, that kind of window, different finishes, different styles, different panes. And yeah, it's free. And then you just pick what you want and buy it. And now they have some great financing too, which they didn't have when I bought my windows. So I think that's pretty cool. Something as low as like, what, $25 a month or something?
$18 for windows, $81 for doors.
Isn't that something?
It's fantastic.
All right. So Katie, if you need windows and doors.
Cayman? Cayman.
It's Cayman.
Cayman. Okay.
Yes.
Out in Howard.
That is where I live.
Yep. But your house isn't that old.
No, it's new.
Yeah.
Yep. Two years.
How old was the one you lived in Marinette that Pete Schwabe used to live in?
Yeah. I used to live in Marinette, and that house was almost 100 years old.
I'll bet.
And that's it had cool old windows. Yeah. We should have called Pella.
You should have. Hey, you are, you've got a big, big, big weekend coming up. I mean, we had some other guests on that are doing this Endure Just Finish. It's a 24-hour physical challenge. Yours is a lot more fun, and it kicks off this Friday. And it is called Art Fest, and something that really has been around, the concept's been around for years and years, but the name, the title Art Fest, is relatively new, 2 years. And
this is our second year of doing Art Fest. Yep.
And tell us about it. What's all there? I mean,
there's a lot.
I know.
Yeah. So we closed down the streets of Green Bay, and the central hub is sort of in the Adams Street parking lot. And we have food trucks. We've got our main stage there. We have two side stages. We have a smaller stage, and then we have a performing arts stage. So lots of different music and different, we've got dance groups coming in. So lots of entertainment. Then we have cooking demonstrations. So we have the Eat and Compete tent. So cooking demonstrations going on all day. And then we have life drawing is going to be there, and so you can watch them do paintings and drawings live. We've got the color run, so you know, those fitness people, That's not me.
Oh, yeah, because you don't look like you're fit at all, right?
So we have the Color Run Walk, and that's fitness for anyone. All ages, all abilities are welcome. It's a run walk. And then you get doused in color, which is really fun. So we've got that going on Saturday at 9 o'clock. And then we have over 100 artists registered for the art fair, which is amazing because it's more than double what we had last year.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, we've doubled in size.
I think people need to really understand that Art Fest is more than the pictures, mm-hmm. right? I mean, and that's what the previous one was, a little bit more artsy, whereas you've expanded this. I mean, even Friday night, just kicking it off, it's kind of like a festival, right? You got Big Mouth and the Power Tools coming Friday night.
Yeah, so we have Friday. So there's a lot going on because we have Fridays on the Fox. So we've got Big Mouth coming Friday evening on the City Deck at 6 to 9. So that's Friday night. And then Saturday, we've got Art Fest and we have the Farmers Market. So we've got Art Fest going on in addition to the regular programming that we do, which is Fridays on the Fox on the City Deck behind Hagemeister and then the Farmers Market.
What streets are shut down?
So it is Jefferson Street is closed and Adams Street is closed.
Not Washington here?
Washington Street is closed. Yep.
Okay. Well, if you need to have some help doing that, nice. Jim can have them come out and close mm-hmm. down the street for no reason. I told her that.
Did you tell her that? All right. Yeah, let's move on. Yeah. Tell us about how people can participate in that mural, the Radnitsky.
Yeah. So we do have the community art mural, and that is that you can just follow the signs. So we're going to make sure we're doing that today on the streets, that there's going to be arrows that point you to how to get there. So
and then people can help paint.
Yeah, that. Absolutely. It's kind of a it's sophisticated paint by number. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
What is it going to be?
It is going to be, so one of our big sponsors is the Ho-Chunk.
I see that.
And they are doing it's feathers and it's the different clans of the Ho-Chunk.
Oh, very cool.
It's going to be very, very cool.
I used to paint by numbers, and there a lot of times there was that kind of, design. Mm-hmm. You see different colors, bright colors. That's going to be awesome when that's done. Hey, is there a cost to this?
Nope. It is totally free. So we have sponsors that help us to put on these events. So Green Bay Packaging and Nicolet Bank are big sponsors for this event. And we have lots of other sponsors as well. Yeah. And the Ho-Chunk is a sponsor for us as well. And they are those sponsors help to make this event free for everyone. Of course, right. you can buy the artwork that speaks to you, and you can buy food and beverage. But the event is open and free for everyone.
Are you full? I mean, as far as no late entries, but I mean, as far as for artists, I mean, did you guys have a quota and that's how many we're going to have? And then did that get filled?
Yes. Okay. Yep. Yep. Our goal this year was 100, and we actually surpassed that a little bit. So we do have, we've used every inch of space that is available to us.
Great.
So, yep.
And the weather's on your side. This is going to be a good week. There's been rain on this weekend before.
I think last year it rained. Yes. Yeah. We are happy about the weather.
Do you have any authors? I have to ask that, because I used to do book signings at...
Not this year.
Okay.
Next year.
I'm trying to find a way to make a buck out of this.
So with the arts, like you said, the visual and then, of course, the dancing, tell me more about the food. I think people like me are very interested in unique things on cooking and...
Yeah, so we will have cooking demonstrations, so you can watch someone cook and then give free samples. So check that out.
Do you know who's coming?
It's Chef Jill. She is, she owns
Iverly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gathering. Yep. So yep. She is going to be, she's going to be
Gathering. I think it's Gather, right?
It's Gather.
Gather
yeah. on Broadway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she's going to be one of the hosts, and, great. The kind of the MC for that. Yeah.
All right.
And then for food trucks, I believe we are going to have 14 food trucks. So we're going to have two food truck areas. So there's going to be, we tried to get a variety of lots of things. So we hope that there will be something for everyone.
This is big.
As long as you have the blooming onions.
You got a thing here. Can't wait for a Soggy Prairie Madison Bluegrass Band on the main mm-hmm. stage at 11 o'clock Saturday at Art Fest.
Yes. Yep. Soggy Prairie. Hip Pocket, Frank Sinatra Tribute Band. So there's a lot of great.
That'd be fun.
Yep. So that's Sunday.
I used to be in one.
In a tribute band?
Just Sinatra.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No, he was not. You were not.
I was too.
No. In your dreams?
Fly me to the moon. Let me swing amongst the stars. Let me know what love is like on Jupiter and Mars.
I thought you said you did Frank Sinatra.
I did. Sounds well, I was like drunk.
Sounds more like Roseanne Barr.
I was like the singer at the lady, All-Star game.
That lady at the All-Star game. Yeah. All right. This is cool what you're doing. Tell me about the artists that are there, because you can buy things, walk through, something mm-hmm. catches your eye.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have, I believe it's artists coming from 12 or 13 states. So
wow.
a lot of Wisconsin, but we have people coming from Texas, Arizona, Iowa. So
this
yeah.
is big. This mm-hmm. is huge.
It is. Yeah.
Any woodworker type artists?
Yes. We really? Have a couple of those.
Mm-hmm. Really? Anybody that makes birdhouses out of barnwood?
Out of barnwood? I'm not sure. But
can I get in for next year?
You can apply.
Okay.
Let's talk after.
We shall.
Because you got to show up. You have to have quality product. Those are all just qualifiers,
John. I'll show up. Maybe.
Inventory to sell.
All right, Jim. Way to discourage you guys. Wow.
I think you'll be great. It's unique. You do have, I think the beauty of going to these festivals is, I mean, this isn't Target Walmart stuff. I mean, this is really
original.
Really cool artisan original, from the food to the...
Yes.
You know what I have not found good, though? I have not found a good, what do you call it, where they... And I've done it in New York. I did it at the Widener for a thing.
Hot dog?
No. Where they draw your picture. But caricatures.
Oh, no,
I do not look good in caricatures.
Well, that's... I mean, come on. That
it doesn't
they don't
look
have
like
good,
me.
Yeah, it does, John. That's... It does. Believe me, these guys are really, really good.
They take your worst features
well. Right. Thank you.
The nose.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
right?
It's my nose and bags under my eyes and dark eyes. Yeah. I swear to God, that's all they feature.
That is what we see. So
wow.
I don't think there's going to be caricatures at Art Fest. Sorry.
I think there is. You know that?
Well,
you
maybe.
Would know. You would know. But they've had character. Because
I know. Because I've done it.
So have I.
Oh,
I've had it done with my daughter, and she too did not care for it. I said, "It kind of looks like us." So,
wow.
Anyway, yes.
So all don't right. have them. Ban
all right,
them.
All right, we ban them, but we have so much other stuff. Tell us a bit more about the art. I want to learn about the dancing. Who's coming for that? You got the? Well, go ahead. You tell me.
Well, I don't have the schedule in front of me, but I do know we've got the Irish dancers coming, the Heritage Irish Dance Academy, and they're always very popular.
Love that. Mm-hmm. That these little girls that dance, that do their things, like the river dance, I could watch that all day. I'm not even kidding. I think that I've got some friends
whose
granddaughter. I have not tried, but I watch them.
That
it
is jump
so
roping.
Cool.
Their hair is so bouncy.
Well, the hair is cool, but that is a workout, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
That clogging.
Yep. Yes. I love watching that.
Did that one time as, you know, coming up here, you know, somebody from the audience. That's worse. It's worse than jump roping. What did I say it was jump roping? Jump roping's hard, I think. And that's even, anyway, that's great. They work hard. They train hard. And they're just, it's like 42nd Street, right? Just, you can only hear one, you know, they're just so together.
Yeah. And then we have some cultural groups as well. We have a Hmong dance group. And then the Ho-Chunk is going to be doing some performing.
They're phenomenal.
Yeah.
Those little kids that dance with those groups are phenomenal.
Yeah.
Love it.
I'm glad you're showcasing all that stuff.
Me too.
All right. So this kicks off Friday night, but really at the City Deck, because Big Mouth is playing there. And that's really kind of the soft opening to your event.
Sure. Yeah. Fridays on the Fox is happening on Friday night. Yep.
Right.
And then Art Fest opens on Saturday morning. Saturday morning and then Saturday and Sunday. Yep.
Outstanding.
Man, and combined with the farmer's market, I mean,
there's a lot going on.
Cool place to be. Free parking.
Yep.
Free admission.
Fly me to
the moon.
And of course,
let me play
I like it.
Amongst the stars. Can you tell a different song?
No, not at all.
Know what love is like on Jupiter and Mars.
Can you tell he's tone deaf?
The words.
She's not.
Hold my hand.
Not even
what? Katie, thank you very much for what you're doing.
Katie, we'll see you this weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks
downtown Green Bay. It's where it's happening.
That's right.
Quick break. Back after this.
Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
The flavor in Yeti Yum's freeze-dried candy. It will take you on a trip from chewy to crunchy. It's a Yeti adventure. Yeti Yeti Yums. It's a Yeti adventure.
Craving something sweet? Then head down to Yeti Yums in downtown Oshkosh. Try delicious freeze-dried candy, kombucha refill station, Lotus Energy drinks, Lamer's Dairy dipped cones, and fresh cotton candy. Yeti Yums. Sweet, tasty, and family-owned. Stop by today or go to YetiYums.com.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words,
let him finish, John.
You.
Okay, I could call Bill Denny. I could call him right now. Okay.
From Big Mouth, right here.
And he will verify every time I'm at one of their concerts, they beg me to come up and sing that song with them.
Yeah. Cause John,
beg me to come and sing that song with them. Yeah.
There's his card
right there.
I know. Yes. I like him. He a little comic relief. Yeah. Okay. Well, they're going to be here Friday night at the on the city deck.
He told me the ladies would swoon like it was Sinatra in 1947.
Oh, gosh.
That's what he told me.
God.
That's what he told me.
I thought he didn't drink till
after
the show.
That's what he told me.
He is great. And they have, and I'm sure you've seen those guys 100 times, they bring that Packer player up to sing.
Gary Ellis.
Yes. And
he's got a voice.
Yeah, the blind guy. Ray Charles.
Oh, yeah, singing Ray Charles.
Right.
That
is really, really good.
I know.
Really good.
Yeah.
So, is he still in town?
I do not know.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't know. He wasn't at the last Big Mouth I saw, but yeah. I don't know if he does it regularly. Yeah. Great stuff. Boy, they got that thing organized, huh?
Yeah, they do. And then we're going
to
talk about Oshkosh.
And by the way, she asked us to correct something. Washington Street will not be closed.
Yeah. That's right.
Washington Street is open.
Unless Jim
yes.
plans something that nobody knows
right.
about.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Could have closed it, you guys.
Hey, if Todd trimmed his beard.
Oh, God. What now?
What?
J.D. Vance.
Oh, man.
You see it?
That would be what? You want to do it?
Do you see it?
Okay. You know what I want to do
now? He's on the front page of the paper right here.
Take a look.
You have to comb his hair to the
comb
side.
His hair.
Let me see. Jim, show me.
J.D. Vance.
Two things.
You
two things.
Grew
number
hair a little
one,
bit longer.
If I'm that fat looking, kill me. Well, second of all,
yeah,
he looks like he wears eye makeup, guys. I'm just saying, he looks like his eyes are a little done up to me.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think he.
Okay, now it's the gloves are off, John.
Yeah,
well, you do have a much cooler haircut than him.
J.D. Vance.
What kind of a haircut is that called?
A fade.
That is the fade. Okay.
Right. We talked about that.
I know, but I thought there were different kinds of fades.
There's high fades. There's, low fades.
Yeah. Yours a high fade?
Very high fade.
Yeah. Very high fade.
I am watching J.D. Vance's movie tonight.
I've seen that. I had no idea that was about him. I saw it like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's
like the most popular book. It jumped to the number one.
I'm trying to think who plays his mom or his grandma. It's like a big name.
He's not in it, is he?
No, I mean, it's about when he was like 12.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. But it's his story.
A big name. I can't think of who it is. Cloris Leachman? No, she's dead. I don't know. But big name plays his mom, who was real big drug problems and his sister's drug problems.
One of the stars has to be his grandma because she raised him.
Well, I think it
was directed by Ron Howard.
Yep.
Okay.
And
they talked about it last night. They made a joke about that when his wife introduced him that he was
Glenn Close.
There you go. Place his grandma, right?
Must be. Yeah,
okay.
I think so.
Okay.
Anyway, did you read the book?
No, but I saw the movie. I just had no idea anything to do with a politician or anything like that.
Well.
But it's a good movie about a kid growing up in, Appalachia and moms who are kind of a druggie and things. And yeah, there were some big names in it. So
he tied his remarks last night back to that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Be interesting to see how that all shakes out.
Yeah, well. So we're mentioning big things taking place in the Green Bay area. I'm going up, taking my granddaughters to the DeYoung Family Zoo.
Nice.
And it's going to be the first time, Carrie, I've made a reservation. They've got a place. I don't know if this has been publicized too much. They've got a place now right across the street from the zoo, basically, where they have other animals. And you can reserve and, like, for an hour, have, like, one-on-one. Like, there's going to be a penguin there and a sloth.
Really?
I don't even know what's a sloth?
Yeah, they just move really like you.
Okay.
Really, really slow. All right. Really slow.
And then and then some other animals where you can have really one. I think otters are going to be there.
Don't the sloths, though, have claws?
I don't know.
They do.
Okay, I'm going to be careful.
Be careful with that.
Okay, I'll be careful.
You're taking your grandkids, right?
Yeah, my granddaughters. Yeah.
What? I'm just saying that you don't want them to, you know, we want that to be a fun experience.
It's going to be. Yeah. But I will report back in that on Monday about what a cool thing. Oh, there it is. Oh, yeah, they're fine.
Look at those hands.
Yeah, I look like J.D. Vance. Mino looks like a sloth.
There you go.
All look right. at that. All right, look right. at that.
Wow.
Put a little visor on that thing.
We're there and some female glasses.
Okay, his turn. Okay.
His turn quick.
Have you ever had a caricature picture taken?
Yes.
Were you happy with it, of how you looked?
So I was wearing a suit. They accentuate, like Todd said, your eyebrows. I don't know, the eyebrows, the tie. Yes, I've done that a couple times. And okay. I think it's fun to do. I think it's just, I don't know. Yeah.
Todd, have you?
It's not that much. It's like $10.
I didn't think it looked much like me.
Right.
But,
it's one of those things. Do I really look like this?
But if you show it to somebody, they're going to be like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's what they do. So I don't
All right.
take it personally. So I'm going to be here Friday for Big Mouth. That'd be fun. But we have our family reunion on Saturday at the Two Rivers.
How big is that?
Well, I don't know. I didn't look at that list. I don't know, 150? Probably. It's at the Schmidt Brothers. It's at that park in Two Rivers.
Sure.
On the stage, we have mass at 4. But, you know, it's fun. It's just fun to see your cousins.
Can I just say something? Coming from a very religious family, you're religious yourself.
My mom listens to the show. So
Your mom does the rosary during our show, the whole thing.
Every day.
She follows. She's a big fan of that one nun with the one eye. We have some beautiful crucifixes for you. She's a big fan of hers. Okay. But numerous times when you talk about masses, you kind of scoff, like, oh, there's a mass. That one day you said there was something else that was really hot, and he went on and on and on. This priest wouldn't be quiet.
You know that the mass started, the homily wasn't part of the mass. They added that.
Is the homily?
That's after the second reading. You know,
is that the sermon?
The Old Testament and the New Testament. Yeah, and then they do a homily.
I never knew the parts of a mass. I've never learned them. I know. I didn't pay attention.
Oh, my gosh. How can you? No, you.
I don't know what a homily is.
Isn't that a food?
Homily and grits?
Yeah.
And the homilies are, you know, they're just supposed to pick up on what the readings were about and kind of tie them into, you know, modern day, into your life. I don't know. I'm not a priest. It's a sermon. All right, sermon and homily.
Sermon and the homily are the same thing.
So. Yes.
Okay. That's fine.
But the Pope was talking to the priest one time and said, look, you remember when you were a little boy sitting in the front row? Keep these things under 10 minutes. Well, my priest didn't hear that part. Oh. And he's a smart guy, and I'm like, Father, you have like 2 or 3 homilies in that. But it's hard to sit for me. It's hard for me to sit for, you know, 5 minutes, much less 25 minutes. But anyway, that's all right. They got good messages and we have to be more appreciative.
There's a campground someplace that they do masses at the campground.
They do Jellystone.
But is there water at Jellystone? Because a buddy of mine, they go for a pontoon ride with Bloody Marys and then take their Bloody Marys into the mass with them.
Ooh.
Is that legal?
I don't know. I don't know if it's legal. I don't think it's real respectful. But
right.
Anyway, so we do that, but we have a lot of fun. It's great to see your cousins. And so many of them are like getting older. They're our age.
Because yeah.
Right when your cousins, they were all, you guys were all 10, 12, 14 years old, and now you're all, you know, 60 years old. So anyway, this would be a great weekend. But this guy, I hope he shows up with Big Mouth. What's his name again?
Gary Ellis?
Gary Ellis. He is really, really good.
Shh.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
I could do this song.
You're riding high in April. Shot down
in May. Love
but
Sinatra.
I know I'm gonna change that tune.
Let him take it out.
Please.
When I'm back on top in June.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. For all the talk of unity at the RNC, much of the rhetoric is aimed strictly at the Republican base. Wisconsin voters complain how divided they feel.
And there's no compromise. No one can talk to one another. It's just so polarized, and it's getting worse. I don't see it ever getting any better.
Mary Anderson is a voter from Arborvitae. People in Wisconsin enjoy some of the lowest financial distress in the country. A new Wallet Hub report says we rank in the top five in that regard. Looks at credit scores, deferred payments, and bankruptcy filings. New Hampshire is number one, Iowa's number two. Wisconsin consumers also have some of the highest credit scores in America. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. An overturned semi-truck closed at DePere Street for several hours yesterday. DePere police say Main Avenue to Mid Valley Drive closed when the semi's load shifted and caused the truck to fall over in a roundabout. No one was injured in the accident. The Green Bay Fringe Festival brings a mix of performances to Northeast Wisconsin today through Sunday. Matt Warzala, vice president of the festival.
So we have a lot of one-person shows at the Fringe. We have a mentalist. We have what's called the Dinder Family Circus. We've got two independent shows that are both about cats somehow. We've got some dance performers. We've got a band. We've got this wide variety of different shows that are really pretty cool.
27 acts will put on almost 80 performances in the four-day period. Tickets are $10 per show and are available at gbfringe.com. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Andy Samberg sat down for a chat with Kevin Hart on his Heart to Heart series on Peacock and revealed the reason he left Saturday Night Live. Samberg, who became known for his digital shorts, including the popular in a box sketch, which also starred Justin Timberlake, told Hart that physically and emotionally he felt his life was falling apart. After leaving SNL, Samberg went on to do such films as Grown Ups 2 and Hot Rod and starred in 8 seasons of Brooklyn Nine-Nine on NBC. In case you hadn't noticed, Netflix is slowly taking over the world. Variety reports that the network's latest acquisitions from other networks include Interview with a Vampire and various Walking Dead shows, including The Walking Dead Daryl Dixon, Walking Dead Dead City, The Walking Dead The Ones Who Live, and 11 seasons of the actual Walking Dead, which will air ad-free. The deal is great for both platforms, especially AMC, which typically has 11.5 million viewers and now has access to all 270 million Netflix users. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
It is going to be another really nice day today. Lots of sunshine, low humidity, and just a light breeze with a high of 78 this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cool, 53. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 80 by Saturday. An isolated thunderstorm, sunny. More humid, high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Fans, here's your quick trip to the ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating quick trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2024 Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
At Uline, they know going the extra mile takes hard work. For companies pushing to go further, Uline will go the distance with you. 24/7, they answer the phone to get you the shipping and industrial supplies you need. Business can move fast. Unexpected large orders, adverse weather, new safety guidelines, and changing economic trends. Uline works hard keeping 41,000 items ready to ship, minimizing detours on your way to the extra mile. Visit uline.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, day four, we're live at the RNC in downtown Milwaukee. A little sports talk with Paul Noonan, Brittany Merlot for Weather and Wine at 11:50. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Man, is it a good-looking Friday, or excuse me, Thursday out there, isn't it?
I wish.
Well, look at it. Just beautiful. And it's nice and cool, kind of 60 degrees in Oshkosh, 57 in Appleton, 59 in Green Bay, but sunshine and a cloud in the sky, just a beautiful day heading into a great weekend.
Yeah, the weekend's going to be awesome. There's so much going on in Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh, up in wherever that Zoom is going to. Marinette, I'm going to Two Rivers.
Wallace, Michigan.
Yes.
Yep. A lot of things happen, and
Jim,
Oshkosh.
Okay. I'm just like looking at Jim. You've got the perfect shirt on for today, Jim.
Yeah, I do, man. I'm all into this cruising.
You could be in a tiki
cruising
bar.
So, welcome. We have some very special guests who I just love unique businesses, and you guys check all the boxes. Tammy and Joe, is it Lefer?
Lefevre.
Lefevre. Cruisin' Tiki's Oshkosh. Have you been to the Tiki Bar in Elkhart Lake? No.
Yes.
Have you? Yes. That's yes. Great. Isn't that, I mean, that's fun. It's Tiki is like, you got to have a good time if you're tikiing anything. Is that right? Is that
literally right? You can't have a bad time at any tiki.
All tiki bars are fun.
All tiki bars are fun, and you have tiki. What is it? A tiki boat ride? Tiki pontoon? Tell us about your business.
So it's Cruisin' Tiki's. They're all over Florida. We have a 6-passenger tiki bar that floats on the water, and we drive you around the Fox River and Lake Winnebago, Lake Butamore, and give you a tour of Oshkosh.
So do people rent you?
Correct.
Okay.
So the great unique thing about Cruisin' Tiki's Oshkosh is we're located dockside at Fox River Brewing Company. So you can bring whatever you want on the boat. It has always come with a Coast Guard certified captain. Nobody has to do the driving. So it is something a little bit more unique. There's not really anything like that around here where you can just hop on with, you know, 6 people, have a real intimate, personalized experience. And we always say, you know, we can't get a bad review because it's just so fun to be on the tiki and on the water. And it's got a nice cover, so you're not baking in the sun.
This looks awesome. So do you give a tour or do they just chill and you drive around?
We kind of, you know, follow the crowd. If they want information, we'll give them some on the area. But most people... everybody is celebrating something.
Right.
Birthday parties, bachelorette parties, anniversaries. So we kind of start out giving you some information and then kind of know when to clam up and let the guests.
And let them have their own party. Yeah, I used to do that at Elkhart Lake and I would just make it up.
Yeah, oh, we do.
You did what at Elkhart Lake?
The tours, you know, the pontoon boat tours. We had the morning coffee and then the evening cocktails. And,
You did it.
I drove it and I gave some tours.
I never knew this.
Yeah, it's what is it? To get your license, it's $10, right? To drive a pontoon boat?
Not anymore. Well, maybe a pontoon, but for the Coast Guard, it's quite a production. We had to go through a lot to get our Coast Guard license.
It's about a 1-year process.
Oh, really? No, ours was $10 and stay right.
So. Stay right at the buoys.
Right.
That's what it was.
It is one of the questions on the test, to stay right.
Yes. All right, this is cool. How do people take advantage? It's behind what? Where do we get on?
Fox River Brewing Company in Oshkosh.
Yeah. Right.
We're dockside there, but obviously the best place is our website, www.cruisintikisoshkosh.com.
And how long
is all of our... Go ahead.
So how long is your season? I mean, you're doing it now, right?
This is our third year, and every year we've booked further into the fall. You know, September is still 80 degrees. Sometimes it's 80 in October still. So we'll keep going as long as customers want to book. Last year we did end October 1st.
It kind of looks like Ginger's Hut on Gilligan's Island.
Right?
Yes, it does. It really does. Looks like someone on Gilligan's Island, which is cool.
Yeah.
It's a lot more spacious than it looks on there too, because the boat can actually hold 12 people.
Oh, wow.
But Coast Guard actually regulates us to only 6 passengers. And that doesn't include like the captain and the tiki tender, as my 10-year-old coined the extra person, like he named it. So those positions don't count, but the 6 passengers. So it's really nice and roomy. You can walk around. You're not like restricted just staying in your seat and yelling at each other.
Right.
That's great.
So it's a very comfortable float.
Did your son accentuate that a little bit more? The tiki tender takes tips.
Tip your tiki tender.
Yes.
Well, when we started, he was 7, and he was like, "Mom, what's the guy that goes and gets like the drinks for the people?" And I was like, I didn't want to say, the bartender. And he goes, the tiki tender. And I'm like,
nice.
That is what we're putting on the website.
Jim just said to me, whispered to me, the name of that person is your wife.
I did that. John said that. Thanks, John.
I'm just saying.
So people can bring on what they want. They can bring their own snacks and refreshments, or do they buy it from you, or how does that work?
We thought that, instead of being forced into an expensive drink, if you want to bring a 6-pack of Busch Light, great. If you want to bring your own cooler, a lot of people bring a charcuterie board.
And, yeah, right.
We call that a snackle box.
So, I like that.
Yeah,
you can bring on whatever you like, and you can eat on the boat, and then we clean up all the mess for you.
The other great option is being connected to the brewing company, is they can cater anything, and they have a tiki bar right there on location.
Yeah.
So if you do want those fruity drinks and those frozen, deliciousness, bring them right on. We have a cooler full of ice. Like, you don't, all you have to do is plop it in the cooler and go. And so it's really open to however you want to cruise. You can do it either way.
Sounds great.
How fun.
Sounds
and
like
what
fun.
A unique
yep.
way to go. And I'm sure, plenty of pictures are taken there. Tell me how long the cruises can be, or do you recommend?
So we have scheduled. We have on the weekends, we do 11:30 to 1:30, 2 to 4, 4:30 to 6:30, and then sunset, which is 7 to 9.
Great.
Perfect.
And then during the week, we just do the 2 to 4, 4:30 to 6:30, 7 to 9.
You guys get a lot of traffic from EAA, or do those people pretty much stay where they are once they're there?
We get a lot of local traffic, actually. A lot of local people that want to see the planes, but not necessarily go out to the grounds. We have had a few, from EAA, but it was kind of surprising to us of how many local people just want to get out and see the planes in a really unique way.
Right.
Cool.
I think the view from the water, you just don't get that from the land. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just a cool thing. Of course, we have the Fox River here as well. And it's just fun to go up through the locks and just take a look at it from that angle, the different views of the house, because you don't see, a lot of times these people have a lot nicer backyards than they do front yards, and it's just cool to see all that stuff along the water. So where do you go then? So you pick it up. Tell me just a little bit about what people will see.
Again, kind of based on the customer and the wind. So we'll go under the 41 bridge and out to Lake Butamore. Come back, go up to normally Oregon Street, but we have gone through all the bridges out to Lake Winnebago, kind of play the crowd and see where they want to go and kind of listen to our customers.
Neat.
That's awesome. Then they can bring what they want, reserve it. And like you said, I'll bet you there's just a lot of anniversaries, birthdays, that kind of stuff. What a unique way to celebrate.
A lot of celebrations.
Yeah.
Beautiful. How'd you come up with the idea?
I don't know. I feel like I've always wanted to be on the water. My dad had a boat when I was a kid, and I worked, kind of like Jim was saying, I worked on the Pioneer Princess for 4 years, and that was probably the best job I ever had.
I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. Great great way to spend your summer working, and we always wanted to start a small business, and we're down in Florida. Key West is probably one of our favorite locations, and they're all over Key West and the Florida Keys, and kind of looked at each other and said, maybe this is something we should look at. And I just got to say, the support of Fox River Brewing Company, Jay and John Supley and Heidi and Doreen have just been so supportive. And it was kind of a marriage that worked.
Cool.
Yes. Supleys are nice people. And I think this is cool that you are you guys an item, or are you just working together? You business partners, or?
She made me wear this shirt. You take a guess.
Looks like you wore that to a Jimmy Buffett concert.
Right. Right. Well, he's down at Key West. Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's
But again, you got palm trees all over yours. What's your celebration today?
I knew he was coming on. I'm honoring our guest.
Todd, you ever wear a shirt with palm trees?
I don't own one. No.
I don't either.
No, I don't.
I'm not sure Joe owns a shirt that doesn't have a palm tree.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, this is just
hey, it's walking advertising, baby.
That's right.
Whatever you got to do, you advertise every second. Isn't that the motto when you own your own business?
Right.
You're constantly always advertising.
Yeah, walking.
100%. Yep. Right.
You're a walking billboard.
Walking billboard.
Yeah,
exactly.
You do that stuff. This is awesome. I just want to pick up. We had a guest on earlier today, and she's starting a business. And it sounds like you wanted to do this since you were a little kid. If your dad had a boat and you guys spend a lot of time in Key West. So nice you're trying this, right? This is what, your third year, you said?
Correct.
Third summer.
All right. Third summer. Well, that's.
What do you guys do for real? For other work, I should say real work. For the rest of the year.
I work at WGNR Furniture. I'm a manager at WGNR in Oshkosh.
All right. Cool.
Excellent.
And I actually work in marketing for a local financial for Community First Credit Union. Support your credit unions. Love your credit unions.
And support the Greens at WGNR. Although you guys are ESOP now, right? You own part of that company.
Correct.
Yeah, yep. That's cool.
We were with the Greens the other day.
Yes.
The golf tournament.
They're huge supporters of the new community shelter where I work. They've been on the board, and Paul and obviously his son Jim. So anyway.
One quick question I have for you though. Are you the pilot? Are you the skipper?
We have three.
Oh, okay. But you have one boat? One team? One boat. Okay.
Where
do you dock it? Oh, at the Fox River place, right?
Correct.
When you mentioned that Pioneer thing, was that at the old Pioneer Inn?
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, because I think they used to edit a thing one time for the Miss Teen Wisconsin pageant. Used to be. Yep. I think they did a cruise. I think I was on a cruise with them one time doing that.
Yeah, that would have been it.
Yeah, that was cool. What?
That's fun. So what, in the winter, do you dry dock or you take it down to Key West and try to make a little money down there too?
Well, I'm trying to talk her into it, but for now, we just stored at Skipper Buds in Oshkosh.
All right. Put that thing on a trailer, go south, make a little more money.
I got a feeling there's a little bit more competition in Key West than there is in Oshkosh.
Right, but he would be the only one serving cheese curds, so he can make his money there.
So true.
Jim, I feel like you and I should hang out more.
That's a phrase that's never been said before.
Yeah, that's a 13 months. 13 months of show. No one ever has said, quote, Jim, you and I need to hang out. Never been said.
That says all the time. They just don't say it in front of John. They don't hurt his feelings. Yeah. I get texts.
Because I get lots of texting. Mino, you'd be a fun guy to hang out with. You'd be a fun guy to go have some drinks with. You'd be a fun guy to whatever. Never heard anybody say that about Jim.
That's because I have private emails.
So. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is great that you're doing this. And I just want to applaud you for, instead of sitting around, you're 60 years old, shoulda, coulda, woulda. I'm glad you're doing this. And you're providing a great service. And people, it's a great experience to see it versus a pontoon boat, to see it on this tiki boat. But I just think there's a real appreciation once you see your city, your community from the water. It's just, that's how it all started, right? I mean, French fur trade and all that, everybody came on the water. Absolutely. It's cool to see that.
And honestly, I could say once you start a business in any community, I can't even, the people we've met, the arms that have wrapped around us, it makes me emotional just thinking about it. Like, we have just had so much support and so much love, and people that don't even know you, they just want you to succeed, right? To succeed for just for the sake of succeeding. And it's such an awesome thing to see. Like Amy Albright down,
Discover Oshkosh.
She's awesome.
And Rob at the Chamber. And they have just been phenomenal in just wanting us to succeed. And it's so cool to be part of.
I got to tell you something. We're live, obviously, on WISS in Oshkosh, and of course, WGBW here in Green Bay. And other than EAA, or I'd go to, when I used to cover Oshkosh baseball or football, or we do games at Titan Stadium for Friday Night Football and everything, never really did that much in Oshkosh. We've really, now that we know everything going on in Oshkosh, and we walked the streets, went to the coffee, it is such a happening place. When I was driving down for a veterans amputee softball tournament last week in Fond du Lac, and I was going through Oshkosh, and I was listening to the guy say, hey, 3,000 volleyball teams here in town now, and this, it's like Oshkosh is a really happening place, and the different people like yourselves do a phenomenal job of promoting Oshkosh and what's going on.
Yeah, the entrepreneurs, the coffee shops, just everything about Oshkosh is awesome, and thanks for being part of that and sharing your talents with us. I mean, that's going to be fun. So we are going to go and give us the website one more time.
www.cruisingtikisoshkosh.com.
We're going to be at EAA for a couple days next week. Could you pick us up, bring us over, and give us a little cruise?
Yeah, call us.
Jim, we can.
Thank you, Joe. Wow. All right, Joe. I love this guy.
Tammy, give me a call. We'll set something up. All right, thank you. All right, thanks. Thank you, guys. Good luck with that. Sounds phenomenal.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. We'll be back right after this.
Wasting away again in margarita.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Some people claim that there's a woman to blame. Now I think, hell, it could be my fault.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor wrapping it up here on a Thursday morning. Great guest once again, Tad Taggart, Fernando, and Joel, who are going to be taking part tomorrow with the Endure Challenge.
Endure Just Finish.
Endure Just Finish Challenge.
4 p.m. tomorrow, 24 hours of, what do you call it, Crucible? Or what
Crucible.
Is that, does that mean?
It means the final test.
Okay.
The final, this is it.
That would make sense.
Yes.
Anyway, that's a cool thing.
Cool thing. Tracy Flukey and Matt Creasy, they were great talking about all the different things here at the Fox River Trail and all the... I loved your idea about the going up to Door County. I thought that was cool.
And that's, like, awesome up there.
Awesome.
Right? I mean, that's...
There are some hills, though.
There are, but Wausau's great. I get that. And Calumet County, you know, he said that that's a goal. But Door County is just... There's just so many little shops to experience up there versus, you know, I've been to Wausau in a while, but I just hope that, and that's going to be a partnership, right? You need the state, you're going to need both counties to be involved, the municipalities along the way. But I think that's great. And it's not like the safest place for bikes. You know, if you're on the highway.
In Door County?
Yeah.
No, it's terrible.
That's why I'm saying.
Because those aren't real wide roads and the shoulders aren't good.
And if you go off the shoulder and you hit gravel, you could come back on too
fast. I totally
agree.
So, I've done it. It's not great.
I mean, there's two reasons.
But Bayshore is fun to do. Have you ever done Bayshore?
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun.
It is.
That's a lot of fun.
It's a great park, and we're going to talk about that again. And
I think the company should buy the place that the
Packers?
The Malcors are selling with the Swedish barn.
Oh, yeah.
Right, surrounded by the national park up there.
And that was
that would be a great place for, like, our retreat.
And a radio. We could put up a radio tower.
Put up a tower there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We could own Door County. Think about it.
Would you, though? Mm-hmm. Would you really?
Probably not. But anyway, Kim Thiel joined us today. Oh, she's got goodness. A great thing she's starting up in Kimberly. Cheeky Donuts, where they don't make the donuts until you tell them to start making the donuts.
Yeah.
And they are piping hot when you get them. That sounds so great.
It was cool that she and also Tammy Lefebvre from the Tiki both were emotional about
question.
The business and the communities. I mean,
Well, I'm just the courage that it takes for somebody to go out on their own and do these kind
and
of things.
And the sweat, equity, worry they put into it. I mean, it starts to come back. You know, she said, like, the love from the community. And so it's like, I'm finally achieving my dream. Yeah, that's an emotional ride.
Absolutely.
And I think it's, you can just tell when it's emotional like that, they're all in.
Well, it's kind of like you and I starting the show. I was pretty emotional earlier.
It's a never work. Looking out the window.
Might be a little bit different type of emotion, but there were emotions flowing. Right, Todd?
I gotta fight.
What else you got? Yeah. Joe saying, we gotta hang out more, Jeff.
Right. Really? Right. Yeah. See? Isn't that nice? instead of you, I gotta find something else.
Katie Kamen, is that a print?
Kamen.
Katie Kamen talking about Art Fest taking place in downtown Green Bay. That sounds spectacular.
It's gonna be fun. They got so many things, and I don't think people. The name is the name, right? Art Fest, but it's so much more. You know, the cooking, the dance, you know, just all the other venues they have there, music besides just, you know, the visual arts. So it's much more than it used to be Art Street. This Art Fest has really been elevated. I think it's going to be great. I can't wait. And it's free parking. And then it's bookend with the Fridays on the Fox with Big Mouth. And then, of course, the Farmer's Market on Saturday. So yeah, and Oshkosh has it going on, and I'm sure there's a lot. We should probably chase down somebody in Appleton because I'm sure they always got something going on there. So, yeah, get out. It's a great weekend, too, right? I mean,
phenomenal weekend.
80 degrees. It's not going to be like crazy.
It's 90. Actually going to be hotter. I was watching the forecast last night. It's going to be hotter where I'm going up in like Marinette, Stevenson, Michigan area than it is down here. It's going to be 84 up there and like 80 here.
And it'd probably be 70 where I'm going in Two Rivers. It's always cool city. That lake is right. Like the lake is just a fruit.
So you got your big family reunion taking place, huh?
Yep.
All right.
So that'd be fun. I mean, we're all getting older, and it's just, you know, our connection is our parents, right? Our grandparents.
Yeah.
So that's fun to just talk. And people come from all over. I mean, it's, you know, we got a lot of people in Wisconsin, but people make the trip, and
that's good.
It's good. And, you know, there's nothing like it. So that's going to be a good time. So
we've only had one family reunion in my life, I think.
Okay, you should take the leadership on that, because I think if you would say, look, we're having a, what is your mom's? So it's Mino and what else? What's
Pizzotti.
Pizzotti. You know, and get you, God knows, you know, the food, and, you know, I don't know if people drink as much as you do, but I think it would be good to have an event.
We'll think about it.
We don't all
get along.
You know what?
Just because related doesn't mean we're friendly.
I want to. That is true.
Yeah. And you know, I think there's lots of families that are like that.
I would venture to say much more than not.
Yes. Much more than
however
people would know on the surface.
You're going to see him at the funeral. So why don't you just have it every 2 years, 3 years, and just get together and get an update on the kids. And yeah. I'm not denying that. I'm not saying, oh no, they're all great. It is, but you just leave all that stuff at the door. It's just fun to catch up on, and a lot of memories, high school.
But you've got so many relatives. I've never known a person that has more relatives than you.
Yeah, well, you were there when we did that stage.
Beyond belief.
Yeah, I think we have 110 first cousins.
Unbelievable.
So,
unbelievable.
They have a lot of kids too. So yeah, it goes. Well, my dad was the baby of 17 kids, so, I mean,
it's unbelievable. 17? But the same mom? I mean, one grandma?
Yes.
Or did, like, one pass away and then get married again?
No, they didn't do that back
popped
then.
Popped out a couple with her? No.
No.
All right.
No, I don't think my grandpa did that. I don't know. I never met the guy. He died when my dad was 7, so I've just never met him. But read about him.
I know what he died of.
Exhaustion.
Exactly.
I would have liked to know him. He was kind of an industrialist. Pretty cool.
I never knew a grandpa. I never had a grandpa.
Yeah, me either.
Never had a grandpa.
Yeah.
I mean, who was alive. You know what I mean? When I was alive.
And that's probably why you're such a good grandfather to your kids. And I hope I'm going to be that too. Because you know what? We didn't get that. So, you know, I don't know. Yeah. I think that's a cool role that you play. Even last night, I know this has nothing to do with Democrats, Republicans, but Trump's granddaughter talked.
I didn't see it, but I read about it. Yeah.
And that's cool. He would call her, ask her how her golf game is. Like, that's how you doing in school.
Yeah.
Typical grandpa stuff, so.
Yeah.
And was trying to make him a little bit more. Take the edge off that guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, grandkids are great. And we're going to be good grandpas someday. So I hope to.
All right.
Anyway, all right. This will be fun. We got tomorrow. Tomorrow we got.
Friday.
I know, but who's our, do we have the music thing?
Do we do it?
Who is it?
It is Michaela Lee.
I know that name from somewhere.
Gizmo set us up with her.
All
she's
right,
from the
that's
north.
What it is.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. She's going to be great. So she's part of our Music Fridays. And
if Gizmo set it up, it's going to be good.
It's
going to
be awesome.
All right. Hey, thanks very much, Todd. Great job of putting together our lineup.
That was good.
Wow.
Good
five different guests today. That was just spectacular.
And they were all great.
Nice job. All right. We'll be back in tomorrow morning to wrap up our week. Mind of the Mayor. See ya. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Pete Schwabba.
Thursday night on Nightlight, we are live streaming from 7 to 8 p.m. because of the RNC. We are back on air on all platforms from 8 to 9 p.m. Pete welcomes comedian Johnny Beaner and Abby Novak talks Light the Night Appleton.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, the Addish & Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addish & Jones and Signature Homes by Addish & Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addish & Jones, then
call the movers.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.